A very interesting question from a cyberspace cadet about the Nandinatha Sutras, 365 sutras of how we should live our life. How closely should we follow them? The Nandinatha Sutras were created about 10 years ago at the bequest of the Jaffna Tamil elders who in diaspora moved to various parts of the world. They said, Gurudeva, our people don't listen to us anymore, even though we are the elders. And at home in Sri Lanka, we lived a very strict and disciplined life. Even though it was strict and disciplined, it was easygoing and natural. But now they have gone just that far the other way, I suppose, to rock and roll and roll and rock. If you were to ask any of these elegant elders, grandmothers and grandfathers who every month visit us here at Kwa'arinam from various parts of the world, how do you live up to these 365 sutras? They would say, what? Live up? It is our way of life, documented. This is how we live. Only do those who live a double standard, one way at home behind closed doors, another way when guests are visiting, one way in the temple and another way in the marketplace. Only those who live a double standard look at the 365 sutras as hard and fast rules, difficult to live up to. But when you adjust your lifestyle and your thinking and your intellect and your spirit to everything within the sutras, they are a joy rather than a great challenge.